I've got to catch that car before it hits the water.
I'm on my way to help.
Ugh. Got it. Laurel, sit tight until I get this car back on the road. Getting out is not my definition of sitting tight. What are you doing? We're not on land yet. Why did you jump?
It's okay, Mrs. Wonderful. I can get him. I've got him.
Myriad, is he alive?
That depends on your definition. Meet me and the boys in front of Redmond's house.
Dr. Lauro's a robot?
I don't know if Dr. Lauro is a robot, but the person that jumped out of that car was a simulacrum.
A lifelike automation.
Anyone want to translate that into normal?
A look-alike robot.
A look-alike. Just as Daphne looks a lot like Linda Cherry. Ace, what have you learned from Daphne?
Not very much. Redmond keeps shooing her away from me.
We'll try harder.
Actually, I can help you, Ace. I'll... flirt with Redmond while you talk to Daphne.
I don't think you'll need to do that. I'm going to get a look at that back room the only way I can think of. Get Redmond into an argument.
How's that supposed to work?
Think about it. Lauro and he got into an argument and then, inexplicably, Redmond was chummy and inviting Lauro into the back. I believe that's when the switch took place, and the way to prove it is to get invited into the back.
That's dangerous.
But it may be our only chance. I'll set off my emergency signal on my crypto analyzer, should I need you all. Excuse me, Redmond. I'd like to ask you about something.
One moment, Daphne. Okay, Termin, go ahead.
These people here, they're your guests. Why do you treat them like this?
It's my house and my rules.
Rex Stout said, a guest is a jewel on the cushion of hospitality.
Well, he's not here, is he? And I'm surprised at you. A man of your academic background reading, never mind quoting detective fiction.
You act as if the rest of humanity is beneath you.
I don't have to act for that to be the case.
So is that why your firm totally missed the growth in social network computer programming? Because you have no use for society?
I'm bored now, Termin.
Is it true they stopped calling you Jack the Hacker and just started calling you Jack the Hack?
You know, Termin, you wanted to see my art collection in the back?
Now's your chance.
So, Daphne, tell me a little about yourself.
I am exactly 168 centimeters tall.
Well, I guess that's a little about yourself.
These, Termin, are the more common works, but if you go through that door right there, you'll see my special private gallery, the one only a select few are allowed to see.
After you, John.
No, you first. I insist.
I think I've changed my mind.
Too late for that. Enjoy your tour, Termin.
Let me out! Let me out! That should have sold it, guys. Let's see what we have here. The floor seems to meet the wall oddly. Now I know why. Guess I'm inclined to go with it. See, Nariot? I can make jokes too.